Although, as we have already stated, many major corporations spend most of their budget on TV ads, if we look at the economy overall, most money is spent on advertising in print media. Newspapers are the number one ad media. Why is this? Newspapers have a number of advantages over other media. They are, for example, more flexible for advertisers to use. The nature of newspapers allows an advertiser to advertise heavily in one area and lightly in another. Newspapers also offer intense coverage to the advertiser. In some areas, you can reach up to 90% of households by advertising in a newspaper. Magazines, on the other hand, offer the advertiser the advantages of selective markets and a higher quality of reproduction than newspapers. Magazines, however, are not localized like newspapers, and it is difficult to advertise to a local market through magazines. However, many magazines now combat this problem by printing special editions for each area. The last area of print advertising we shall deal with is outdoor advertising, such as billboards and posters. Posters are mostly used for local advertising, whereas billboards are used to advertise products internationally. The important points to keep in mind with both types of outdoor ad are 1. The advertiser's or product's name must be easy to identify. 2. The copy should be short and easy to read. And 3. The illustrations or pictures must be large, bold, and colorful. In the U.S., most billboard advertising appears on the sides of motorways. In Europe, it seems more effective when located in and around city centers. This is perhaps because U.S. drivers drive slower than Europeans. A billboard on a faster European motorway may not receive the same amount of attention as it would in America. Because billboards are a mass medium aimed at everyone, mostly consumer products are advertised in this way. Specialist or industrial products are not really suited to billboard advertising. Products such as beers, soft drinks, convenience foods, cigarettes, petrol brands are most frequently advertised on billboards. Conclusion. Hopefully, the various topics and techniques of advertising discussed in this unit have shown how truly diverse the field of advertising has become. As advertising diversifies into more and more fields, its importance in society grows. The social influence of advertising has been compared with much more long-standing institutions of social influence, such as the church or school. Advertising nowadays has vast power in shaping popular demands, dominates the media, and cannot be ignored by any company wishing to succeed in modern markets.